And good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock, KSL News Time. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, Utah's air quality is just about as bad as it gets today, with many areas in the dangerous for everyone zone. Coming on the heels of an Olympic-sized announcement, you may be wondering how Salt Lake City plans to handle air quality in 10 years when the Winter Games come back. We have two reports for you, beginning with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe and the latest on current conditions. Amy?
Dan, we normally have mountains here in Utah, but it's a struggle right now to see them through all the muck in the air. Looking at KSL's air quality index, and the Wasatch Front is dotted in yellow, orange, and even that dreaded red. That's the worst it can get, the air full of particulate matter that's bad for everyone to breathe in. That isn't unprecedented. We've had bad air days before with wildfire smoke and these winter inversions that come every year. The good news this time around is that a winter storm is expected to clean the air as early as tomorrow morning. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Now, believe it or not, the nasty air quality we're dealing with right now represents a big improvement overall for the state of Utah over the past few decades. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell continues our live team coverage. Hugo?
Dan, like Amy said, what we're experiencing right now is typical of winter pollution in the valley, and it's been a part of Utah from the beginning.
The inversions that have trapped air pollution in the valley have been around and been a concern for this valley all the way back to the 1800s.
Director of the Division of Air Quality, Bryce Bird, says for the last few years and heading towards the Olympics, Utah is focusing on reducing vehicle emissions.
Requiring retrofit of our large smokestack industries, requiring them to put better scrubbing controls to reduce the emissions, changing out equipment to operate more efficiently.
He says targeting freight vehicles and reducing their emissions will play a crucial part in reaching air quality goals like 50% carbon emission reduction by the 2034 Olympics. Reporting live, here Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A big winter storm is on its way. It's expected to dump several inches of snow in the valleys, 1 to 2 feet in our mountains. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says that this is the kind of weather that we need to see consistently this winter.
In order to, you know, avoid those drought conditions again, to keep our water supply good and avoid all of that, we want to have another good season. It doesn't have to be record-breaking like last year, no, but to have, you know, these consistent systems like this.
And we're going to see snow the better part of the day tomorrow. We'll get a bit of a break Saturday with a chance for more on Sunday. The storm also expected to help clear out our bad air. New today, Lori Vallow Daybell is back in Arizona. She's been booked into jail in Maricopa County in Phoenix.
That means is that the grand jury here in Arizona has indicted you.
She was extradited from Idaho to face murder charges in Arizona after her conviction in the deaths of her two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. We're expecting a news conference this hour from sheriff's officials in Maricopa County, and we'll bring you more details from Arizona as they become available. KSL's top national stories this hour. Congressman George Santos faces a vote tomorrow that could expel him from the House of Representatives, but he told reporters this morning he won't go down voluntarily.
Because if I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Santos says whether he leaves office tomorrow or at the end of his term, he leaves with no regrets about his policy work, but he's not done with politics.
We also have an entire presidential campaign coming up in 2024. And, you know, I think I've made this very clear, but I won't rest until I see Donald Trump back in the White House.
And we've reached out to Utah's congressional delegation to find out how they're planning to vote when the issue comes up. Utah has a new political party with their platform focusing on reforms. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Deseret Digital reporter Bridger Beal Savetko tells me the Forward Party was officially certified earlier this week and is now the eighth registered political party in Utah. Their focus, in part, is on the way we vote.
They're supporters of like ranked choice voting or approval voting, rather than just kind of the horse race and primary system that we have right now.
With national roots from former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, Bridger says the Forward Party prefers to grow local grassroots in state legislative races or for city council seats. Candidates, including any potentially from the Forward Party, have until January 2nd to file for any state legislative races. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Elon Musk says the Tesla Cybertrucks that were announced 4 years ago will start being delivered to customers today. The first set of the futuristic-looking trucks are being delivered in Austin, Texas. The event will be live-streamed on X, what used to be Twitter. The Tesla website doesn't list specific prices for the initial versions of the truck. And now let's take a look at our first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are off to a nice and quiet start for your noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our KSL News Times, 12:05.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Mathis in the afternoon, I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Mathison from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you can tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
At Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and to extend the legacy of care in our communities. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
With our roots in northern Utah, Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals have a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
Get your photos with Santa this holiday season. Jordan Landing Shopping Center, located in the Entertainment Plaza across from Cinemark. Check jordanlanding.com for Santa's schedule and photo pricing.
You're listening to Utah's new news on KSL News Radio. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos. Lori Vallow-Daybell has arrived in Arizona to face additional criminal charges. She was convicted of murdering two of her children in Idaho. KSL News Time is 12:08. Upwards of 45 kids and 10 adults are recovering today after they were exposed to carbon monoxide inside a Draper preschool. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Draper firefighters say the staff called 911 reporting several kids were either getting nauseous or throwing up. Now, staff members were able to get the kids out. Nine kids and a few staffers were treated at a nearby hospital. Now, the fire department thinks the elevated carbon monoxide levels throughout the building could have been caused by gas-powered equipment used by a contractor. Now, American Preparatory Academy says they shut down their HVAC system so crews could vent out the building. The fire department has since cleared the building, and it's open again today. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
New rules proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency would mean that most U.S. cities would have to replace their lead pipes within the next 10 years. This is part of a push by the Biden administration to reduce lead in drinking water and prevent a health emergency like the one in Flint, Michigan. Provo City helping its citizens to give the gift of light this winter. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has details.
Utility bills often get higher over the winter months as residents string up extra lights and crank up the heat. So to give the gift of light in Provo, citizens can pay an amount of money to help pay off a friend or family member's city utility bill. This program began in 2018 and continues as a way for residents to support one another financially.
And to donate, people can call 311 or contact Provo Customer Service for more information. And our KSL News Time is 12:09. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
A crash-free start to your noontime drive, but we do have traffic that's just slightly reduced in speed southbound I-15 going through a portion of Farmington, and that's mostly due to a right lane blocked with construction barrels. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got mostly cloudy skies and then nasty air in the valleys. Temperatures will top out in the upper 30s within this inversion layer. Overnight lows dip off into the mid-20s. Tomorrow, chance for snow showers, cleaner air, temperatures in the upper 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, we're at 34 degrees with cloudy skies in Salt Lake City. Cloudy again. I'm Dan Bomas. KSL News Time is 12:11.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son!
The Oath, coming to theaters on December 8th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My girlfriend thinks we're going to my parents' house to decorate the tree. She has no idea that I'm actually planning to propose. The whole family's in on it. And Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring and stay within my budget. I went with a classic ring with an oval diamond. I tell you, that diamond, I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Shop the largest selection of unique engagement rings in hand-picked diamonds. Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, savvy, staying ahead of the market at every turn, finding ways to do more with less, and taking advantage of every opportunity that comes their way. That's why Comcast Business is introducing the Small Business Bonus. For a limited time, you can get up to a $1,000 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business, the company with the largest, fastest, reliable network. Yep, you heard that right. $1,000 back. Something extra for your company. From the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. So if you're a small business owner, don't wait. Call or go online to learn about the $1,000 bonus today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/5/2023. New customers with 750 megabits per second or above and 2-year agreement. Must keep required new services for 30 days to receive prepaid card. Other restrictions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. Now during our Cyber Week sale, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $880, the lowest price ever. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Peterson Art Center. Give the gift of creativity with a gift certificate good for any art or pottery class. It's the perfect gift for spouses, kids, friends, and seniors. The Peterson Art Center in Sugar House.
Well, news time is 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the NTSB is sharing new information about a plane crash that killed two men and injured one other in the mountains east of Provo 2 weeks ago. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Lori Vallow-Daybell has arrived in Arizona to face charges there after her murder conviction in Idaho earlier this year. And third, traffic and weather together now. Here's Ricky Meese.
A right lane blocked southbound I-15 going from Farmington to Centerville with road work. Traffic getting by, but it is getting a little bunched up and slow. Looks like we have a new accident on I-15 southbound 3300 south with vehicles to the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy with poor air quality again today. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now we're at 34 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Israel and Hamas extending their ceasefire for a seventh day. Today, Israelis were freed, no Americans, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.
Eight Americans are still believed to be held captive in Gaza. Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen is one of them. 23-year-old taken hostage during that music festival turned massacre on October 7th, a grenade taking off part of his arm. Each morning, his mother taping to her shirt the number of days since he was taken.
Are you prepared for that number taped to your shirt to be in four digits?
We have to decide, are we going to pay a steep price? And if the answer is yes, then pay it now, because the price will be the same, but you'll have killed us, the families, in the meantime. We'll be alive, but we'll be dead.
Ahead of an expected vote tomorrow on whether to kick out New York Republican George Santos, today the House debates. Santos calling the federal fraud allegations against him and the scathing House Ethics Committee report a smear, denying it all.
The reality of it is it's all theater. It's theater for the cameras. It's theater for the microphones. It's theater for the American people at the expense of the American people because no real work's getting done.
Santos introducing a measure to expel Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman for pleading guilty to a misdemeanor after pulling a fire alarm months ago during a vote. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
There is zero likelihood that any resolution brought by George Santos or anyone else on the extreme MAGA Republican side, simply for political purposes, will receive a single Democratic vote.
Indicating he's willing to end his one-man blockade of military promotions over Pentagon abortion policy, which he opposes, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Alabama Republican.
I know these people, you know, need to be promoted. It's not that they have not done anything wrong. But it's the only way that we've been able to get the attention of the Democrats.
Listening to ABC News.
Tesla fans have been waiting for years, 4 years in fact, for the release of the futuristic electric Cybertruck. That day is finally here. ABC technology reporter Mike DeBusky was at today's rollout in Texas. He says not everybody's excited.
I think the design continues to be divisive. Back in 2019, when this thing debuted, it pretty much immediately divided opinion when it came to its design. Elon Musk calls it a Blade Runner-inspired design. On Twitter, he said it is something that Blade Runner would drive, which does sort of call into question whether he's actually seen Blade Runner, because the guy's name is not Blade Runner, it's Deckard, but whatever. But it is a very angular, sort of styled with a ruler sort of looking thing. It is very unique, which could actually work in Tesla's favor. If we look at other electric pickup trucks on the market, things like the Ford F-150 Lightning, well, that looks like a standard F-150, an incredibly popular and common truck. So if you're looking for something a little different, this might be where to go. But it's worth mentioning, guys, this thing debuts in an automotive space that is vastly different from the one in which it was unveiled in 2019. This truck has gone through numerous delays, some of which were related to the pandemic, others of which were more self-inflicted, related to that very unique stainless steel and supposedly bulletproof design, have delayed this truck's launch until today, later today, when the first 10 customers will receive their orders at a factory event in Austin, Texas. But in that time, guys, other competitors have hit the market, like the Ford F-150 Lightning, as we mentioned. General Motors and Stellantis are readying their own electric pickup trucks, and startups like Rivian have seen success with things like the R1T. So Tesla, is kind of late to the party here. The question will be, can they take up the same amount of market share that they enjoy in other parts of the EV space?
And the Cybertruck event, streamed on X, is set for 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mountain Time. KSL News Time is 12:19. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meeks.
We do have emergency crews now arriving on the scene of an accident in South Salt Lake, southbound I-15, 3300 South. Now, so far, the vehicles are over to the left shoulder, but I'm just not sure that the emergency vehicles won't be taking up a left lane of travel. So if you're traveling southbound I-15, keep an eye out for that. It may start to cause a little bit of backup. We also have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic due to a right lane block. Now, traffic overall is light, and so no major delays by any means. But this is southbound I-15 going from Farmington into Centerville with road work. Renew your smile with Grandpa's Dental. Grandpa's Dental offers cosmetic and routine dentistry. Visit grandpasdental.com for a location near you. That's grandpasdental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We are mostly cloudy today. And yes, poor air quality again at the valley floor. Temperatures in the upper 30s. Clearing out the inversion tomorrow, snow showers, 37 the high. 38 with snow showers again on Saturday. And a little bit warmer air on Sunday, 40 the high with a rain-snow mix in the form of showers. Mostly cloudy on Monday, 43. We go mid-40s with more haze building back into the middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 34 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive in Bountiful. And coming up here on KSL News Radio, Boyd Matheson's Inside Sources is going to be talking about the three fantasies that keep Congress from working. And that starts at 1 o'clock here on KSL News Radio. KSL News time is 12:21.
Get ready, Utah. It's Medicare annual enrollment period, so why not make enrolling easier with UnitedHealthcare? Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, UnitedHealthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. This is Medicare made for Utah. Trust it everywhere. Explore our wide range of plans by calling UnitedHealthcare today at 1-855-MEET-UHC. That's 1-855-MEET-UHC. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, so call today.
Hi, I'm Celeste Edmonds, Executive Director of the Christmas Box House. When I was a foster child, Christmas felt like something that was for everyone but me. Christmas should be for all children. The Christmas Box is working with the Utah community to provide Christmas for nearly 2,800 at-risk children. To learn how you can help today, please contact us at thechristmasbox.org. Or Google us. Thank you and happy holidays.
This is Richard Paul Evans. I'm excited to announce a new book I co-wrote with Celeste Edmonds, director of the Christmas Box International. It's called Garbage Bag Girl. Years ago, I wrote a best-selling book called Finding Noel based on Celeste's life. I always wanted to write her full story. Now I have. Warning, there are graphic parts. Her life was difficult, but ultimately, this book is about hope. I love this book. You can buy Garbage Bag Girl on Amazon. Garbage Bag Girl, now on sale.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials this week only, where you can get up to $40 off Western boots for men and women and 25% off select men's outerwear, Western shirts, and work pants. We're also offering savings on a large assortment of men's jeans, including buy one, get one free deals. Visit us this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Where the steepest terrain meets the deepest snow. Snowbird is for the dedicated, those who seek a mountain experience beyond the greens, blues, and black diamonds. Averaging 500 inches of dry and light powder, unmatched steeps, and endless acres to explore. Snowbird is Utah's top powder getaway. Now with a Snowbird and Save lodging discount, receive 20% off on lift tickets, rentals, fast tracks, and more. When you stay slopeside at Snowbird, elevate your adventure with next-level lodging and skiing this season by visiting Snowbird.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
There's new evidence now that a meat-free diet could improve the health of your heart.
Faced with the challenge of eliminating factors such as genetic and environmental differences, researchers at Stanford Medicine recruited 22 pairs of twins for their study. The 44 healthy adults were tracked for 8 weeks between May and July 2022, with one member of each pair given a vegan diet. The other was provided a healthy omnivorous diet. Their cholesterol, sugar, insulin, and body weight were checked along the way. Within 4 weeks, the vegans saw improved cholesterol readings. 8 weeks after the start of the study, the twins given meat-free diets had healthy weight loss and decreased insulin levels compared to their siblings. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And watching Utah's money, mortgage rates are down again. Home buyers are jumping at the opportunity. Freddie Mac says mortgage rates have dropped to 7.22%, the fifth consecutive week of decline. Finance company says this will likely lead to a rise in competition in spite of a lack of real estate listings. KSL Drives, auto workers back at the plants with a new labor deal behind them, but the deal wasn't cheap. Ford says this deal is expected to cost $8.8 billion over the four-year contract, and the strike cost nearly $2 billion worth of profit. NASCAR is going to streaming. The company has agreed to an $8 billion deal that splits its races between Fox Sports, NBC, Amazon, and Warner Brothers Discovery until 2031. It's the first time NASCAR is putting its top races on a streaming service. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones average has been up strongly through the day. Right now up 337 points. The NASDAQ, though, is down right now 103 points. It's been almost 44 years since Michael Jackson released the song Beat It. And that song just hit a billion views on YouTube.
The video is iconic. Two gangs about to clash. What they're fighting about, we don't know. But their leaders have their arms tied together while each tries to stab the other with a switchblade. That is, until Michael Jackson comes in his red leather jacket and brings peace to the warehouse by leading the men in a choreographed dance. The Beat It video, now the third Michael Jackson video to hit a billion views on YouTube, after Billie Jean and They Don't Care About Us. Surprisingly, Thriller hasn't hit the milestone, but it's close, about 50 million views away. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
And KSL News Time is 12:26.
Hey guys, Alex Curie here for Alpine Home Medical. You've heard us talking for years about Alpine Home Medical and the great service that they provide, bringing wellness home. That's what they do. They can help you with any medical supply that you have need of right in your home. They have brick and mortar stores. Yes, in fact, they have a brand new location in Tooele, and all of it can be intimidating when it comes to your medical supply needs. But don't let it be, because Alpine Home Medical has so many experts who can walk you through all this. Let's say you want to get a new CPAP machine. Let's say that you want to get part of their CPAP resupply program. They can do all of it. They can help you professionally walk you through all of the steps to make sure that CPAP machine is up and running perfectly so that you can be on your way. It doesn't just leave there. It's not about just selling the product at Alpine Home Medical. It's about making sure that you get the service that you need. Give them a call today. Go to alpinehomemedical.com to find out more information about how Alpine can help you in your home or at any of their local stores anywhere across the Wasatch Front, like I said, including at their brand new location in Tooele. It's alpinehomemedical.com, alpinehomemedical.com.
As the year winds down, the storylines are ramping up.
Mystery virus in dogs continues to baffle veterinarians.
Homelessness in Utah has been steadily increasing.
Good accumulating snow expected in the mountains.
Keep up with these and the stories still to come. Listen to Tim and Amanda in the morning from 5 to 9, Dave and Dejanovic at 9, and Boyd Matheson at 1. And on your drive home, get breaking updates and Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News from 3 to 7. All day, all season. We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 12:28. Traffic and weather now together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Just the one accident, southbound I-15, about 3300 south in South Salt Lake. Looks like everybody is out of traffic over to the left shoulder, so we're not seeing any delays there or on the rest of your valley freeways. The perfect present doesn't always come wrapped under the tree. Treat your loved ones with an unforgettable afternoon or evening of music and laughter with the Utah Symphony. Find your tickets at UtahSymphony.org/holiday. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Nasty soupy air expected again today with mostly cloudy skies up above. Temperatures top out around 38 degrees. 27 overnight, goes to 37 tomorrow, and a chance for snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
KSL News Time is 1229. Good afternoon. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos here on Utah's New News. And Utah's our lead story this afternoon, we're getting our first look at what investigators think happened just before a deadly plane crash east of Provo 2 weeks ago. The NTSB is out with its preliminary findings. And KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the latest.
Evan Backers and Colin Nimella were killed when their plane smashed into the mountainside near Kive Peak up Slate Canyon. Not long after, Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office said only the 22-year-old male passenger survived.
Anytime somebody survives a landing, essentially, that's not on a runway, they're very, very fortunate.
According to the NTSB report, the surviving passenger says they took off from Spanish Fork, setting out for Driggs, Idaho. He says the pilot went into the canyon because they wanted to steer clear of Provo and Salt Lake airspaces. As for what caused them to crash, it's still a little unclear. The passenger said there was some wind in the canyon and that the plane's stall warning horn went off before they hit the trees. The plane and engine are still being examined. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A federal agency and a gun advocacy group are offering thousands of dollars for anyone with information on whoever stole a pile of guns from a Cal Ranch store in Cedar City on Tuesday. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will provide up to $2,500 for a tip. The National Shooting Sports Foundation will match with another $5,000. You can share a tip with the Cedar City Police or with the ATF tip line. And KSL's top national stories. In spite of record-shattering spending on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Americans didn't bust out their wallets as much as in October.
The Commerce Department reports that consumer spending rose 0.2% last month, a dramatic decline from September's 0.7% surge. Economists say slowing income growth and rising interest rates conspired with the resumption of student loan payments for many Americans to tamp down spending. It comes at the same time that other economic metrics are showing inflation cooling off.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. The next time you buy a vehicle, you might notice a little more sticker shock, courtesy of the auto workers' strike this fall.
Ford says the strike cut into profits by $1.7 billion and that the new four-and-a-half-year auto workers' contract will cost just under $9 billion. That means new Ford vehicles will cost, on average, about $900 more in 2028, according to the company. Earlier this week, General Motors released some similar data, saying they expect to add about $575 in cost per new vehicle. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Gasoline prices are holding steady today, unchanged for a couple of days in a row, with a national average of $3.25 a gallon. Utah, though, continues to fare better than the average right now. We're at $3.14 today, down a couple of cents from yesterday, and almost 15 cents from just a week ago. Of course, gas prices are just part of the picture when it comes to your pocketbook. If you look at inflation overall, new numbers show Utahns are paying the second highest prices in the country.
The data shows Utahns must pay an additional $14,500 a year to pay for housing, food, and auto insurance as they did 2 years ago. That's according to a new report from Republican members of the U.S. Senate Joint Economic Committee. Only people in Colorado are paying more. The Daily Mail reports, while the rate of inflation is dropping, overall prices for basic goods are not. The cost of meat products went up almost 9% since 2022, while housing prices were up over 6%. However, gas prices and airline fares are dropping. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this afternoon. After about 10 months of a blockade on military nominations, that may be coming to an end now. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville told reporters today he plans to move more forward with Senate confirmation of military promotions as soon as next week after months of a standoff with Democrats.
It's the only thing that you have to get their attention when you have no power. And so we've got their attention, and we've had them stirred up pretty good. But at the end of the day, I understand the need for promotions.
Tuberville did not offer specifics, though, on just how he plans to allow those nominations to move forward. The death of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger at the age of 100, drawing mixed reactions from around the country. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz says he took a lot of criticism for decisions made during the Vietnam War, but also owned up to those controversies.
There is one quote that really resonates with me that he said, "Foreign policy should reflect continuing values of the American people." That was not always the case with him, and that has not always been the case since. And that is always the challenge with diplomacy. It's always the challenge.
Kissinger served under Presidents Nixon and Ford. He was responsible for crafting diplomatic relations with China and helping to ease tensions with the Soviet Union. Former President Donald Trump plans again to skip a debate involving his Republican primary rivals. This one's set for next week. Instead, his campaign says Mr. Trump will headline a closed-door fundraiser in Florida. The debate will take place Wednesday night at 6 Mountain Time, being hosted by the University of Alabama. The official debate lineup hasn't yet been set. Here's our first look at traffic now with Ricky Meese.
We do have a stalled vehicle reported on I-215's West Belt. This is southbound at the eastbound California Avenue ramp. Watch for that. The ramp is closed at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our KSL News Time is 12:35.
Are you ready for another Olympic Games, Utah?
I think it's doable.
We are a community that has Olympics in our DNA.
It would be really exciting.
How are you feeling right now?
Listen this week, Salt Lake City 2034 on KSL News Radio.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And let's face it, it's time to update the look of your home's exterior. When was that thing built? In the 50s, 70s, 90s, the 2000s? Well, it's looking like it. Faded siding, drafty windows, leaky gutters. It's time to take action now. RGS Exteriors has been taking Utah homes from drab to fab for over five generations. We only use the highest quality materials, like James Hardie siding and gutter topper gutter covers. You'll be blown away by how much different and better and awesome your house can look. Your neighbors will be jealous, your home value will go up, and most of all, you're going to love it. Everything we do comes with our industry-leading 10-year everything guarantee, so you can sleep like a baby, knowing if anything goes wrong, you're 100% covered. For a free estimate on your gutters, windows, siding, or anything on your outside of your home, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This is KSL's and Utah's Noon News. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos. We're learning more now about the plane crash that killed two people near Provo a couple of weeks ago. We'll have more on that. Our news time, 12:37. Lori Vallow-Daybell has been booked into the Maricopa County Jail in Arizona months after her conviction in the deaths of her two youngest children in Idaho. She was extradited to face charges in Arizona, including conspiracy to commit murder related to the death of her late husband, Charles Vallow, and the shooting of her relative, Brandon Boudreau. A temporary ceasefire continues in Gaza with another 24-hour extension.
Terms of the ceasefire appear to be the same. They remain the same, at least according to Qatar. So we are expecting 30 Palestinian prisoners to be exchanged for 10 Israeli hostages. It appears our understanding is that it will be just 10 Israelis.
That's ABC's Ines de la Cotera reporting. The Israeli government reported at least two of those 10 hostages have been released already. How are we going to improve our air quality in time for the 2034 Olympics? Well, experts say the key to reaching our goals lies in transit habits. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell reports.
One of the main contributors to valley pollution is the sheer amount of traffic. But according to the Utah Division of Air Quality, the state is requiring industry freight, like trucks and trains, to update their transport with technology like better scrubbing controls to reduce emissions. Efforts to improve fuel quality and increase public transit options are also being made.
And as a whole, air quality in Utah has actually been improving, according to the Division of Air Quality. But there's still a way to go to reach those goals by the time we get to the Olympics. Traffic and weather together now, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a report of a stalled vehicle on the ramp from southbound I-215's West Belt to go eastbound on California Avenue, blocking traffic. And we still have the final cleanup of a crash on southbound I-15 in South Salt Lake. This is near 3300 South, but everybody is out of traffic over to the right shoulder. Now, do be aware that we have a right lane blocked to traffic. The orange barrels are out in force southbound I-15 as you go from Farmington into Centerville. But so far, traffic light enough and plenty of room to get around it without it causing any delays. Live at the Eccles presents an orchestral Christmas with Marie Osmond. Two shows Saturday, December 2nd at the Eccles Theater. Tickets at liveeccles.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And right now, we're 34 degrees.
A tight inversion still in place. We're going to go mostly cloudy skies up above, but yes, soupy in the valley. Temperatures in the upper 30s. Overnight, we'll go 27, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 37, with a chance for snow showers and cleaning out the inversion. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Dr. Andrea Howard with the Wasatch Animal Hospital in Ogden says extra attention is crucial for your pet's health now as our air quality gets worse.
You start noticing that it's having like a noisy breathing, you know, breathe with like a... like that, it's kind of weird. That's when you need to, okay, well, maybe it's a good idea to go inside and just chill out a little bit.
And if things aren't getting any better, Howard says a trip to the vet would be best for your pet. We're hearing now for the first time from Utah quarterback Nate Johnson, who's left the program and entered the transfer portal. Johnson tells JJ and Alex exclusively on the KSL Sports Zone that he wants to play quarterback, and it became apparent that wasn't going to happen at the U.
There were some things that were said and done that just didn't like look too pretty, and really, if I really wanted to play quarterback and, you know, become the starter and be the guy, it just wasn't going to be here at Utah.
That's Nate Johnson on the KSL Sports Zone. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll bring you the latest out of Arizona, where officials have brought Lori Daybell to face charges. On KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you a business owner with over 25 employees? Are you currently using a PEO for payroll, HR, or benefits? If so, you're spending a lot more money than you need to. My name is Keith with Magellan. PEOs charge $25 to $40 per employee per month, and that's before the hidden markups that go straight into their pocket. Did you know that most PEOs charge you a higher tax rate than they have to? Did you know that most PEOs don't shop your insurance policies to get the best prices? Those two markups alone cost your company thousands each year. The bottom line is PEOs are the most expensive way to manage payroll, HR, and benefits. What if there was a way to handle all of your HR needs for a fraction of the cost? Last month, we did a side-by-side comparison for a company with 60 employees. They saved $80,000 a year without giving up a single service, feature, or benefit. We're Magellan. We provide payroll, HR, and benefits for less, a lot less. Text HCM to 57500 now to get a free comparison to see how much you could save.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC plumbing and electrical brands under one roof. Maximize your energy savings with a new energy-efficient heating and cooling system from Yes, and you could save up to $4,500 through possible tax credits and other discounts. Purchase a new system today, and Yes will buy back your old inefficient HVAC system. Visit theyesmancan.com to schedule your appointment. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
They say that nothing worth having should be easy, and I kind of agree, but some things that are worth having are worth the effort. And for me, it's soda weight loss. The soda weight loss journey that I've been on, I'm now reaching my seventh week, and I have lost just under 35 pounds, which is a little bit under 5 pounds a week. I can feel it. My collars on my shirts are looser. I'm getting into smaller pant sizes. This week was kind of a tough one for me. I was hungry at different times. The time change really threw me off, and I felt hungrier than I normally did. But I was tempted to break. I came close to breaking, but I stuck with it because really the result to me is worth the effort that I'm putting in as I go. But I'd like you to check out all the reviews on Soda's website, sodaweightloss.com, SOTAweightloss.com, and check out the 8,200 plus reviews of people who are having the same results like I am on Soda, which stands for State of the Art.
With the three things you need to know this hour. First,
our air quality is expected to get better with a storm tomorrow, but we still have to get through today with many areas across the Wasatch Front in the dangerous, unhealthy red zone. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the NTSB sharing new information about a plane crash east of Provo early this month. The plane stall warning went off before the aircraft hit the trees. And third, traffic and weather together now. Here's Ricky Meese.
Tow trucks already on the scene as we are watching the final cleanup stages of this crash on southbound I-15, 3300 South and South Salt Lake. Everybody out of traffic over to the left shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Unhealthy air quality with some clouds today, then clearing tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 34 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. Here's our top national stories now from ABC News.
Indicating that the U.S. is involved in intense negotiations to extend the ceasefire beyond a day to get more hostages out of Gaza and more aid into that narrow strip of bombed-out land, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby to reporters.
I know one of the first questions I'm going to get is, what are the chances of an extension? And I just can't tell you that right now, except to tell you that we're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond.
Today, the House debates whether to make New York Republican George Santos the sixth member of that body to be expelled in its history. Santos denying federal fraud and other charges against him, saying he shouldn't be tossed on no conviction. Tomorrow, the House could vote. He's willing to end his months-long one-man blockade of military promotions over Pentagon abortion policies, says Senator Tommy Tuberville, Alabama Republican. Today's inflation report from the Commerce Department said prices were unchanged from September to October. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. One of Idaho's most infamous prison inmates is now in the custody of Arizona officials. Lori Vallow-Daybell was extradited from Idaho to Maricopa County, Phoenix, overnight. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Benzone just finished updating reporters on what charges she's facing there and how she got there.
One count of first-degree murder, one count of premeditated first-degree murder. She was extradited from Pocatello, Idaho, where she was already in their Department of Corrections there in custody at one of the prisons. We sent four deputies there by car. Normally we would fly, our extradition team would fly to pick it up, but because of weather conditions, we felt that it was more predictable and more within our control that if we were going to transport her, that we wouldn't have to deal with any kind of weather conditions or air travel challenges. So our deputies left on the 27th for Idaho, arrived there, stayed for a day to prepare and brought her back. We sent two extradition deputies, a supervisor, and one deputy from our K-9 division, but it's just because she's a female deputy, we want to make sure there was a female accompanying suspect Vallow in her travel back. It was about an 18-hour trip. In my statement, as you saw, I talked about the fact that we do about 250-plus extraditions every year. So this is not new for them. The uniqueness or maybe the circumstances involved in this particular case are very high profile and much to the interest of our local and national audience. I don't want to diminish it. It is what we do, as I stated, and we do it very well. Whether it is her or any other fugitive who's wanted in the state of Arizona, we're going to facilitate transfer into our custody so the prosecutor's office can prosecute them effectively. She had her initial appearance at about 2 a.m. when she was remanded without bond. So the case will now be in the hands of the county attorney. While in our custody, at the conclusion of whatever happens with the court case, she will then be returned to Pocatello to their Department of Corrections. So I want to thank them for their cooperation and facilitation of this also. And I also want to just recognize and express gratitude to our team here, the deputies that spent 4 days on the road to bring her back safely. We do have a really, really good video for you, which I can't show you right now, but we'll get it to you of bringing her into the jail where you get a good look at the process, the initial process of her custody.
That's Deputy or the Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzone. Lori Vallo-Daybell expected to have her initial court appearance on the Arizona charges at some point this week. KSL News Time's 1249 Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
No delays, but if you're traveling southbound I-15, we still have what remains of the earlier accident over to the left shoulder at 3300 South. A lot of vehicles there, but you can get by without any problem. In fact, we're looking at a delay-free drive on all your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. It's the season of giving at Murdoch Hyundai. Right now, get 0% for 5 years on Tucson or Santa Fe. When you walk through the doors, you feel like family. At Murdoch Hyundai in Logan, Linden, Murray, or online at murdochhyundai.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has that nasty inversion out there. Temperatures in the upper 30s today with mostly cloudy skies up above. 37 tomorrow. We're going to clean the air out, bring in some snow showers. 38 with light snow possible on Saturday. 40, a little warmer on Sunday, so we'll go rain, snow showers. 43, mostly cloudy on Monday. We're back to the hazy conditions as high pressure builds back next Tuesday and Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 34 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Open the doors to gift-giving magic at This Is the Place Heritage Park. Start checking off your list because they've got just the thing for everyone on your Christmas list. You'll find everything from curated collections to home goods, toys, and specialty international brands only at the gift shop at Heritage Park. The gift shop at Heritage Park is your one-stop shop for giving holidays and all year round. Parking is always free, and their service is priceless. Located at 2601 East Sunnyside Avenue, Salt Lake City, right at the top of the hill on the plaza by the big monument. The gift shop is open 7 days a week. Then, don't forget all the other great holiday events all season long, starting with Chris Kindle Market, November 29th through December 2nd, and Candlelight Christmas, December 7th through December 23rd. For information on finding the perfect gift, Chris Kindle Market, or Candlelight Christmas, visit thisistheplace.org. Now's the time, and this is your place for gifts and holiday fun.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
You can't expect a policeman to unclog your drain. You shouldn't ask a teacher to change your oil. And you wouldn't want a fireman to clean your teeth. So why would we let politicians take over our internet service? That's just not what they do. Experience proves government-run networks mean waste, corruption, and failure. One example, called Utopia, promised to provide internet service in 16 cities within a few years. But over 20 years and hundreds of millions of dollars later, a better name would be Dystopia. They say it's almost complete. We say stop wasting our money. Go to nogovinternet.com and tell lawmakers enough is enough. local tax dollars are precious, and public employees have plenty to do already. Don't let politicians mess with our internet. Paid for by NoGovInternet.com, a project of Domestic Policy Caucus.
Additional seating open for tonight's Jenny Oaks Baker Joy to the World, a sacred celebration with Alex Sharp and narrator Jason Wright. Audiences call it a spiritual feast. Tickets at JennyOaksBaker.com.
KSL News Time is 12:54. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos with Utah's Noon News. Several churches in Utah County are working together to make sure people experiencing homelessness have a warm place to spend the night. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Pastor at the Genesis Project, Justin Banks, wanted to help people in his community because there's nowhere else to go in his area. Along with volunteers, Banks opens the church's doors on cold nights. He and volunteers stay all night to make sure everyone is safe. Now several other churches have joined in to help the cause.
And there are enough warming shelters in Utah County this year to be open every night of the week. They rely on clothing and food donations to keep going. Watching Utah's money, Consumer Reports says electric vehicles are generally more unreliable than gas-powered ones. Their survey found that EVs ran into 80% more problems than vehicles running on internal combustion engines. Batteries and charging systems are the most common issues. OPEC has agreed to a significant production cut. That's a move that could keep gasoline prices from falling any further. A deal was reached in June to cut production by 1 million barrels a day. The new agreement will cut an additional 1 million barrels a day. If you're lactose intolerant, mac and cheese could be back on the menu. Kraft Heinz is testing a new recipe that substitutes fava bean protein and coconut oil powder for dairy. This could hit the grocery store's shelves in the early months of next year. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones average has been up on the day, and right now 393 points is where it stands. The NASDAQ is down on the day, 76 points. The S&P 500 is up about 3. One of Salt Lake City's Olympic mascots from 2002 is sharing her thoughts about the games coming back in 2034. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams has more.
Heather Mickey remembers.
You can just still feel it.
Like it was yesterday.
I got to hug people from around the world, and that just is an international language.
Now that Salt Lake City has been named the preferred host for the 2034 Games.
I think it's going to be a welcome thing when it comes back. And now we've got children that will be our ages that we were.
Mickey says she'll be thrilled to feel that energy again when it happens.
And it's just going to be cool to see it through different generation and different lenses.
And Mickey played the part of the Olympic mascot named Powder, which was a lovable snowshoe hare. KSL News Time is 12:56.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Even though that's an old adage, it's still very true today. And it's especially true of your old 401k. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, asking you to get that old 401k in sight and out of the company you no longer work for. But don't roll it into your new 401k. That could be one of the worst things you do. Of course that's easy. But when has the easiest way ever been the best way? Instead, call Trajan Wealth and learn about all of your options, including a way to earn an upfront bonus of up to 25% for your future income just for rolling it over. That's right. You could earn up to a 25% bonus for your retirement income just for rolling that 401k over with Trajan Wealth. Don't roll that 401k into your new company plan. Don't do it without calling Trajan Wealth first. Call 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Advanced Window Products is having their biggest sale of the year. If your old windows let the winter cold seep in, now's the time to get the highest quality double pane windows and custom insulated frames. Advanced Window Products is a local company that crafts beautiful precision frames right here in Salt Lake City for 37 years. And the magic is, they cut out the middleman. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So you save on the highest quality windows and frames. Any style, any color, any questions? Yes, financing. They offer 60-month 0% financing. They'll even let you put off the first payment up to 2 years. And while that's tempting to think about, the reason to call them right now is the biggest sale of the year. This month only, when they do your entire home of 10 windows or more, you get $3,500 off plus a free premium glass upgrade. So call Advanced Window Products right now. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Mees.
We're still looking at the cleanup of the crash on southbound I-15, 33rd South over to the left. There are 500 homeless who remain unsheltered every night, sleeping in the streets. You can help the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake restore lives. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Mees in the KSL Traffic Center.
And our KSL weather, we'll see a few storms moving through tomorrow that'll help us get rid of our dirty air, and they'll drop some snow on us through the weekend. KSL News Time is 1 o'clock. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos with Utah's Noon News.